to get a little bit personal tonight, because I believe that, you know, for me and as well as many people here, I believe that life has just been a little bit hard for each and every one of us. I believe that life has hit us a little bit hard. I believe that the devil has done a couple of things to make life a little bit difficult for each and every one of us. And we've heard message after message from our pastor, and we've heard message after message from our assistant pastor, and we've heard men of God walk through these doors, and they've preached messages proclaiming miracles, proclaiming signs, proclaiming wonders, and stating and claiming that our blessings are going to come, and just saying that we just have to cry out and call them out and claim them in the name of Jesus. But if you're anything like me, I'm sitting here and I'm asking God, where is my miracle? Where is my blessing? You said 30 days. You said if we prayed and fasted for 30 days that we would see our miracles. And I see my friends and I see my family, and they're getting all of their miracles. And I'm praising God, and I'm excited for them, and I'm praising with them, and I'm congratulating them, and I love them, and I'm so glad that they're getting their miracle. But where is my miracle? And how many people here have been probably saying the same thing at home? Where is my miracle? See, sometimes I get a little bit weary and my faith gets a little bit weak. But that's because I'm only human. My faith gets weak and I get tired and I don't have the strength to keep on going anymore. And I don't know where to turn. I don't know where to go. And I don't know where to look. And I'm working as hard as I possibly can, but nothing is happening. Things are not lining up the way that I thought that they were going to line up. Things are not going the way that I expected them to go. Things are not going the way that I wanted them to go. The plan that I had is not coming to fruition. The plan that I laid out for myself, the plan that I laid out for my family, the plan that I laid out for my life is not coming to fruition. It is not happening, and I'm sitting here and I'm asking God, why? Time after time, and I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. I keep pushing further and further, and I don't see it. I don't see the light. I don't know where it's at. I don't know when the end is coming. I don't know when my miracle is going to happen. And my strength is getting weaker and weaker by the second. My faith is dwindling and I have nothing left. But then I start to remember scriptures like Exodus 15 and 2. And I forgot to mention the very simple sermon title, "It's Not Over Till It's Over." But I start to remember scriptures like Exodus 15 and 2, where the Bible says that the Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. And then I remember a scripture like Psalms 18 and 32, where it says, "It is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure." And then I remember Philippians 4 and 13, where it states, "I can do all things through him that gives me strength." And then I remember Psalms 28 and 7, where it says that the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. I remember these scriptures, and it gives me a little bit more. It just lights something up in me a little bit more. It just lights that fire just a little bit more, and I feel like I got a little bit more strength left in me, and I push just a little bit more, and I got to fight just a little bit more. See, the fight is not over until God says it's over. The fight doesn't end until God says that it ends. He has the final say. God has ordered my steps, and he knows his plan. I may not know his plan. You may not know his plan, but God knows the plan that he has set in store for each and every one of us. He knows where we are going to go. He knows what we are going to step into, not only in our personal life, not only our personal miracles, but he knows where this church is going to step into. He knows where we're going to go next. He knows the big miracle that's coming next. I may not know it, and my faith ain't strong enough to know it, but God knows, and that's all I need is for God to know. Who am I to question what God has in store for me? Who am I to second guess what God has promised me? And you sit here and you say, "Brother Joe, my faith is barely hanging in there. How can I keep on fighting if I've got nothing left? I don't have any faith." There's a little bit something, there's something a little bit curious about faith, though, is God made it very simple in the scripture, and it's in Matthew 17, verse 19, and it's a very simple scripture. And it says, I think I wrote it down right. Yeah, 17 and 19. I'm sorry, I only gave you one verse, not both. And then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could we not cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto thee, if ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto the mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. So I got a little bit curious. I was like, a mustard seed, what is the size of a mustard seed? So I did a little bit of research, if you want to call it that. Really, in reality, I just logged in and went and talked to Brother Google. And, you know, Brother Google's always right. And what Brother Google told me is that a mustard seed is only about 1 to 2 millimeters in diameter. So you're telling me something as small as a mustard seed is all that God requires of me to call faith. Maybe that's not enough for you. You say, Brother Joe, I just don't have strength. I'm tired. I ain't got nothing left. I used all my strength. I have fought. I have given everything that I have got. I don't have anything left. I am physically drained. So I got curious again. I did a little bit more digging, and again, in Brother Google. And then I found out that your brain only allows you to use about approximately 1/3 of your strength. Your brain only allows you to, your body, to exert about 1/3 of your strength, solely because it wants to keep you from receiving any kind of injury or exposing yourself to anything that your body just cannot handle. So only 1/3 of 100% of your energy, that is not much. And then you've got guys that are like Brother Landon, who can lift everything, you know, and he's big and strong. That's an inside joke because he's got noodle arms. Love you, brother. But you've got guys that can just pick anything up and they can carry it, and you're like, holy cow, this guy is strong. Imagine if that was all of your strength. What could you do? So you sit here and you say, Brother Joe, I don't have any more strength. That's not true. You have so much more strength that the Lord has given you, something that we don't understand and we don't comprehend. But you know what? I'm going to tap into that little bit of strength that I've got left. It may not be much, and I may feel like I've got nothing left. And let me tell you, church, there's been a few nights where I felt like I had nothing left. I had nowhere else to turn. I had nobody else to turn to. I had cried out to God, and I had begged, and I'd laid there in tears asking God time and time again, I don't know what to do. I don't have the strength to keep on going. And I hear the devil and the enemy in the back of my head saying, nope, you're done. You ain't got nothing left. Just tap out. Go ahead and tap out and just be done. But then at the same time, I got the voice of the Lord on the other side that's telling me, don't you give up. You got a little bit more strength left. Don't you give up fighting. Just fight a little bit more. I know what I'm going to do. You just got to fight a little bit more. I know what I have in store for you. You just got to fight just a little bit more. Don't you give up on me, because I've got something big, but I need you to fight just a little bit more. Just keep on fighting. Fight, 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 fight. And I have a simple question, Pastor, what do I have to lose if I fight just a little bit more? What do I have to lose if I keep on fighting? I've got nothing to lose. Now, what do I have to lose if I give up? What do I have to lose if I stop fighting right now? What am I going to miss out on if I stop fighting right now? How many things that are unbeknownst to me that are right around the corner am I going to give up because I'm just a little bit tired and can't keep on going? What am I going to give up just because I want to be lazy and I don't want to fight anymore? And then I turn to Psalms 84 and 10, and it says, For a day in thy courts is better than 1,000, and I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wickedness. So I say, you know what? As tough as this may be and as hard as this may be, this is better. This right here is better than anything else that the devil could tell me This is better than anything else that the devil could give me. Let me tell you something, church. I've been on that other side. I've been over there. I've been out late at night. I've been drunk, and you can trust me. You can call some people, and you can ask some questions. I have been there. And you know what? I was tired, and I was sick, and I was weak out there just the same way I am here. But there's something about being right here with every single one of you that is way better than being out there with people that I thought were my friends, with people that I thought were my people. And there's something about being in the presence of the Lord that just gives me a little bit more oomph to keep on going. Something that's just a little bit more of a fire that burns inside of me, that lights me up just a little bit more and says, you know what, Joe? This is where you belong. This is the miracle that I have for you. This is the blessing that I have for you and your church. Church, it ain't over till it's over. The miracle is right around the corner, and I don't know how much longer it'll be, but I've got to keep on fighting. I don't know what the miracle is, but I've got to keep on believing. My faith may be the size of a mustard seed, but that's all I need. My strength may be running out, but that's all I've got, and I've got to keep on fighting. I'm going to fight in desperation, because that's all I've got left. It's just that desperation, and I do something crazy, and you're going to have to forgive me if I start doing some crazy stuff, but I'm going to do it out of desperation, because I've got to see the miracle. You're going to have to forgive me if I start acting desperate, because that's all I've got left. What else do I have but desperation? And let me tell you something, God ain't done. There's one round left, and I've got to keep on fighting. I don't know what's going to happen in that 15th round, but that bell hasn't rung yet, and I know that God is still giving me the strength. And I know that God is still in that corner, and he's still telling me, you got one more round left. I don't know how long this round is going to be, but you've got one round left, and you've got to go in there, and you've got to fight. I'm not quite ready to throw in the white towel just yet. I'm not ready to give up just yet. I have got to fight, even if it's out of desperation. I've got nothing left but my desperation. And it's not over until it's over. And I'm coming to a close, if the music will come. James J. Braddock was born on June 7th, 1905 in New York. Braddock grew up a normal boy, but he had a knack for boxing, and he was actually very well known for his right hand. He would grow up, and he would later become a professional boxer, and he would actually later donned the name the Cinderella Man. He donned this name from his seemingly fairy tale like raise from poor local to a fighter in a professional league. And he actually grew professionally, and he actually ended up winning the heavyweight title to fighters like Jimmy Slattery and Pete Lotso, amongst many others. In 1929, Braddock fought Tommy Loran for the title, but after a heartbreaking 15 rounds, he lost by the judge's decision. After this loss, Braddock's professional career would plummet, and at the same time, the stock market of 1929 would also plummet. While down on his luck, Braddock would struggle to win any fights, and he actually struggled to put any food on the table for his young family. He had nothing left. He had nothing left, and he couldn't provide for his family, and he would live on relief. And seemingly at the end of all his career, Braddock returned to the ring in 1934, and he actually had several unexpected wins over Corn Griffin as well as John Henry Lewis. With these two wins, Braddock would set himself up for a shot for the title against heavyweight champion Max Baer. Once again, the odds were stacked against him in his match against Baer, and there was said to have been about 10-1, making him the underdog. How many of us feel like the underdog? I know I do. This didn't stop Braddock from going in there and entering this fight with the expectation to come out victorious. And on June 13th, 1935, in Long Island City, New York, Braddock would enter the ring with Bear, and he would actually secure his victory over the heavyweight title. This boxing match would often be referred to as the greatest fistic upset since the defeat of John L. Sullivan by Jim Corbett. Braddock again would later lose his heavyweight title 2 years later in an eight-round knockout to the Brown Bomber, also known as Joe Louis. Braddock would retire after a final win over Tommy Farr in 1938. James would later pass away on November 29, 1974 in New Jersey. James Braddock was later inducted into the Ring Boxing Hall of Fame in 1964, along with the Hudson County Hall of Fame in 1991 and the International Boxing Hall of Fame in 2001. The story of James Braddock would also later be made into a film commonly known as The Cinderella Man in 2005. Now, what would have happened if Mr. Braddock, knowing that he was down on his luck and knowing he had nothing left, that he would have just gave up? What would he have missed out on? What would he have missed? This heavyweight title, these inductions into the Hall of Fame, and his story and his name being known and going down in history, all because he didn't give up, all because he knew that all he had to do was just keep on fighting. All he knew is that he had to get in that ring and he had to fight one more fight. He did not know the outcome of the fight. He did not know what was going to happen, but he knew that he had to get in there because not only did his life rely on it, but the life of his family relied on it. So I ask you this, church, while you stand with me, are you going to give up right now, or are you going to get in that ring just one more time? Are you going to fight that last round because it's all you've got left? If you don't do it for you, then do it for your family. If you're not going to do it for you, then do it for your church. But you've got to keep on fighting. You've got to keep on going because you don't know what's coming. The great things, the miracles, the signs, the wonders, the promises that God made to you so many times, time after time, prophecy after prophecy, man of God and woman of God after man of God and woman of God that have stood behind this pulpit and that have cried out and prophesied to you and prophesied to this church. But all you got to do is just keep on fighting. Church, we just got to keep on going. We've got to keep on pushing. And you know what? When I have nothing left, I'm going to stand up next to my brother and I'm going to say, you know what, bro? I've got nothing left, but I need you to hold me up and I need you to fight with me. You know what, bro? I've got nothing left and we've got nothing left, so we're going to go off to the next person and I need you to hold me up because you know what? God gave Pastor a vision and he said that we stand and we are going to stand, but we can't stand if we give up. We can't stand if we don't keep on fighting. We can't stand if we don't dig just a little bit deeper. And these altars are open and you can come. But I just cry out to you and I beg you, don't give up. Don't give up on what God has promised you. Don't give up on what God is wanting to do. Don't give up on the fight. Don't give up on the last round that God has placed in front of you. Just keep on fighting for what God has promised.